Sveriges mål. Vad kan du på podcast? Vad kan jag då? Vad kan jag då? A quote by Sida Lagerbys. Call me. I'm with you.
It's the purple pants, it's the purple pants, it's the purple pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the purple pants podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the purple pants podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the purple pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the purple pants, it's the purple pants.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Purple Pants Podcast. I am your host, the Bryce Isaiah, and what's poppin'? Did you miss me? Cause you know I missed you, cause you know we go together, so you know I miss my booze. What's poppin'? What y'all been doing? busy week for me again. You know, the Zaddy and the Hot Girl calendars is selling like hotcakes. So I was filling orders this week. I took a quick trip to New York City. RAHP, you know, R-H-A-P, they had a Big Brother viewing event. So I went over to NYC. And, of course, it was the perfect time for me and, you know, my boss, the boss man, Mr. Robert, to film. This is the, like, so I've been filming with RAHP now for over 5 years, which sounds something crazy, but you know, look at God, the Purple Pants Podcast came out of that. But so I went to New York and Rob and I filmed the It's a Look, and ooh, it's something. So I'm not sure if the It's a Look will be out before or after this episode of the Purple Pants Podcast comes out, but it was so much fun because that was the first time that Rob and I have ever recorded, let alone in the same city, but actually like together, like we go together. I was like sitting, I could touch him. So the It's a Look is fun. Just a preferencing, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but just a prelude. I don't know if I'm using that right either. Obviously, I don't really know any of the contestants of season 39. So just, you know, lighthearted, you know, a bitch just trying to be funny. That's all. I'm excited to see everybody. So, and then we went to the Big Brother live event, which was exciting. I got to hang out with Caitlin Harmon, my girl. Kimmy was there, which I fell in love with. That's my new bae. Hopefully we can get her on the Purple Pants podcast. Hannah Shapiro was there. Eric Stein was there. Wendell was there. So we had a great time hanging out in New York. And baby, that after party got something real. It was a lot of things going on. In that after party, it was a lot of dynamics. It was so much fun. I always get so excited to meet everyone, and I was overwhelmed by the amount of people that were coming up to me talking about, I listened to the Purple Pants Pod. I'm like, wait a minute, what? I'm not used to that. Like, I mean, I know I'm recording this podcast, but it's still so surreal. You know, normally I'm used to y'all saying, Emily, Robert, but y'all coming up saying, oh my God, I love the Purple Pants Podcast. So thank you so much for that support. It really means a lot to me. So it was so much fun meeting you guys. But yeah, I didn't crawl back into my hotel room. I didn't realize how late it was, but I didn't crawl back into my hotel room till like 3:30 in the morning. And then I had to jump right on the first thing smoking back to Philly, cause you know I had to work. Okay, these bills ain't gonna pay themselves. So that was fun. And I just been, you know, trying to get myself together. I've been a mess these last couple of days, so bear with me. But ooh, we got some juicy things to talk about on this week's episode of the Purple Pants Podcast. You know, we got the church announcements. Okay, we don't do a show without the church announcements. So this week on the menu, Real Housewives of Potomac is back on the menu. You know, I got to talk about the new episode of Love After Lockup, and ooh, baby, I got some tea for y'all about Love After Lockup after I tell y'all about this episode. Ooh, some tea. Also, one of my favorite shows to watch on Bravo is Married to Medicine. They're back with their 7th episode. So I got to, if you don't watch Married to Medicine, you about to start watching now. Then what else we got? Taco Tuesday is on the menu. Vaping is on the menu, and Felicity Hoffman is on the menu. So listen, we got a jam-packed menu. We got appetizers, we got a main, we got a main entree, and we got some desserts. Obviously, you know we can't do a podcast without the Purple Pants picks. We got some really good ones this week, and I got another great advice with Bryce. Actually, I got a lot of great advices with Bryce. And so I'm trying to work on expanding the Purple Pants empire. So I am working on, now I ain't gonna say it's gonna be next week, but I am working on, you know, getting a little voicemail set up so that you guys can call in with the Purple Pants picks, or I think the advice with Bryce. But I don't know, because, you know, we go together. This is a us thing. So I'll need your input on what you think about that. I think personally it'd be more intimate for the advice with Bryce for you guys to call in. So let me know. You know, we're trying to expand, we're trying to grow, we doing big things over here at the Purple Pants Podcast. So let's jump right onto it. Let's get into the church announcements. How I'm going to jump into the Purple Pants? How am I going to jump into the church announcements? What I wet in the whistle, okay? You know I got to wet the whistle, whether it be water, whether it be some coffee, but it's not red wine, because listen, last time I said red wine was dry. So I got me a little pink Moscato tonight, today, tomorrow, and you know, even in my Nigerian chat, I got fans in Nigeria. So even if you listening to it in the evening, I see the tweets. Yes, whenever you listening to, you know, you got to wet the whistle. So I'm just drinking a little pink Moscato tonight, trying to keep it classy and dainty as we get into this episode of the Purple Pants Podcast. So give me a second. Hold on. Let me take another sip. So the church announcements are rather short and sweet. The first church announcement, the first church announcement is happy belated birthday to Davey from David vs. Goliath. Davey's one of my good friends, and it's been a really good friend to me. We always text and talk, and what I think is so funny about David and I's relationship is that I will, if anybody ever got a hold of our text messages, we will be in some trouble, because generally, unlike Nick from his season, you know, Nick and I communicate with emojis. Nick ain't that great with the emoji game, so I'm trying to school Nicklicious. You know, Nicklicious and Griselda are a friend of the show. Davey and I, we be... If I'm at work and I see that Davey is texting me, I generally will excuse myself, because I know I'm either going to scream or I'm going to pee my pants. Inside joke. But anyway, Davey celebrated a birthday this weekend. So, you know, here at the Purple Pants Podcast, we want to wish Davey a happy belated birthday. So if y'all didn't know, y'all know it's Davey belated birthday. So y'all need to do. I need y'all to go to Davey Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, whatever. Wish him a happy belated birthday from the Purple Pants Podcast. But it looks like, you know, because you know I likes to scroll through my Instagrams, it looks like Davey was in Cincinnati this weekend for softballs with the Stars to raise for a charity. Looked really, really fun. But let me tell y'all some tea. So I text Davey on his birthday like, happy birthday, bitch. I was like, happy 60th birthday. And he's like, thanks. I'm like, have fun in Cincinnati. And he was like, bro, I got to call you. So listen, I'm just minding my business. Okay, and I get a phone call. Now, mind you, David said he gonna call me. So, okay, I'm like, I'm like, let me, now, mind you, this weekend, okay, y'all know a story is in a story. So mind you, this weekend, I set aside, I said, listen, all I'm going to do this weekend is prepare for my upcoming week. Now, on Friday night, Wendell texts me like, what are you doing tomorrow? I'm like, I don't know, nothing. He's like, okay, I need your help. Be at my house at 11 o'clock. Okay. So, you know, Wendell has multiple companies. You know, he's a furniture, you know, beef. But, you know, also Wendell has another, you know, he's building another empire where, you know, beef properties. And so he has acquired a new property in Philadelphia. He's renting out, you know, shot in the Temple University area. It's got tenants. It's popping. But, of course, you know, he calls me to help. They want to put a fence up in the backyard, so we kind of had to get the backyard together. So I'm in the back digging up trash. Child, listen, it was a lot. So I'm in the midst, you know, I had to be up. I was in the midst of getting ready, you know, but I was like, oh, it's Davey's birthday. Let me text Davey. So Davey was like, I'm going to call you in a little. So I said, okay, let me jump in the shower because I got to get ready. Only instructions I got from Wendell at this time was don't wear anything nice. It's a lot of lifting and you're going to get dirty. I'm like, okay, well, that sound like a, you know, we're not going there. Nope. Doesn't sound like anything that I would video. So I'm in the shower. My phone rang. I said, oh, let me go. And then I see it's Nick Licious calling. I'm like, oh my God, what Nick Licious want? So you know me. Hello. I answer, ciao. All I hear is, oh, bye. All I hear is, it's a purple pants. It's a chat. Listen, so they done called me while they was in the car in Cincinnati. It was Nick Licious, Griselle, Davey. And then mid-conversation, I realized that Uncle Carl in the car. Now, if y'all know me, I am obsessed with Uncle Carl from David vs. Goliath. Uncle Carl has shown me nothing but love. The first time I've never met Uncle Carl. I can't wait. Hopefully, maybe the first time I meet Uncle Carl is at Nick Licious' wedding if I'm still invited. But I love Uncle Carl. I love his wife, Auntie. Ain't nothing but nice. But baby, they had some tea to tell me about some things that went down in Cincinnati this weekend. But Chile. Here at the Purple Pants Podcast, we are slightly classy here. So I am not gonna go into the tea that they gave me. I know, complete letdown. But ooh, baby, the tea's so good, might make you want piss your pants. Oh, that's the only thing I'm going to give y'all. But it was good to hear from Nick Licious and Griselle and Uncle Cliff and Davey. So that's the first church announcement. The second church announcement is one of my good friends, Sarah. She is celebrating a birthday this weekend. So happy birthday to Sarah. And the third church announcement is, I need y'all to pray for me because y'all know I'm going to South Africa. Okay, and in my mind, I was going to take this whole weekend to get ready. And I have taken the whole weekend to be out working with Wendell. I had to get my hair braided up just today. It was only supposed to be a couple of, 45 minutes. My best friend mom, I call her Nona, but her name Denise. She braided my hair, and mind you, I just wanted a quick little style. Child, she ends up taking forever. So I spent all day there. Just was a lot. And so it's just like, I only really, it's a matter of hours before I'm going to be leaving for South Africa, and I'm not ready. So I need y'all to pray for me, okay? Because I ain't ready, and I don't know what I'm going to wear. And y'all know me, and I'm trying to pack very minimalist is what I'm thinking for the trip. But, you know, I'm going out there to play a game of Survivor, and shout out to Survivor Philadelphia, which I just played maybe the last episode I was talking to y'all about it. And I really went into detail on It's a Look podcast because Robert asked me about it. So I won't go into detail about it. But I do want to give a little shout out to Jason, who was played Philadelphia. First, I want to give a shout out to Alex G and Mike Corona for putting it together. It was a great event. I was, happy to go and play. But like I talked about on the It's a Look, because I don't know if it's going to come out before this or after this, but baby, I just wanted to go out there and just support. You know, you asked me to come to something. If I got the time, if I'm not booked and busy, I will come. But whoo, chile, my emotions got the best of me at Survivor Philadelphia, because I didn't want to be the first one voted out, and then I did not want to be the third person voted out. So I had to ensure of those things happening. And yeah, you know, the challenges were great. The gameplay was great. But, you know, needless to say, your boy makes the merch. And so does Wendell. And I just would have to say, although I know it's supposed to be fun and games, baby, and a couple of them tribal councils, I felt bad because, I was cussing people out. I was cussing them bitches out that was trying to vote me out. But guess what? I ended up voting them out. Hey, Christina. Ooh, okay. It's like, no. But it was really, really fun. I was surprised at the emotion. How, like, it wasn't anything like the game of Survivor, but it was everything like the game of Survivor. Like, you know what I mean? It was, like, weird. Like, I was having flashbacks of, like, actually playing the game. But super, super fun. I think Alex G is working on a YouTube version so everyone can watch me have a meltdown, multiple meltdowns. That was super fun. But yeah, you know, so that was fun. So I'm getting ready to play another like mock game of Survivor in South Africa, and we're going to be sleeping outside. Child, listen. Survivor Philadelphia was only 11 hours. Now that was a lot, but it was fine. I got to go home. I got to wake up in my bed, and I got to go to sleep in my bed. I don't know about sleeping outside. And you know, this past like couple of weeks, I ain't really been running. And you know, here at the Purple Pants Podcast, I got to be honest. That's the one thing. It's a judgment-free zone. I've been off my diet or my lifestyle change for about a couple of weeks. Just like, I don't know. You know, just been, my emotions have been all over the place. I don't know what, you know, I don't know if it's like the weather change. It hasn't really changed, but you know, the cold weather's coming, but I don't know. So I've just been a hot mess this week. So that's why I'm putting myself on the church announcements, because I need some uplifting. Even though I'm really good. But just saying, like, you know, I just know I'm about to go on this long extended trip. But here nor there, I'm excited to go to South Africa. I've never been, going back to the motherland. And I'm going with a bunch of great people, and I get to meet a lot of the South African survivors, and it benefits a great cause, the Naledi Christian Academy. You know, all the fundraising that we did, you know, the One Night in Philly poker event, all of the proceeds went to the Naledi Academy, and all of the proceeds from the meet and greets that we're going to be doing in South Africa. Yes, bitch! I meet some meet and greets in South Africa. And I see all of the tweets from the South African fans that are excited. First of all, I'm just blown away that somebody in South Africa, and even Nigeria, I see the tweets. Y'all know who I am. So that is just humbling in itself. But, whew, okay, you know me. I could just ramble and ramble and ramble. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Housewives of Potomac. Now, we haven't talked about it for a while, but we got to see this week reunion part one. So I guess the last we talked about Housewives of Potomac was Buttgate. You know, Ashley Darby, her husband allegedly touched a cameraman's butt. Then they showed the footage and it still was unclear. Since that episode, we went to the Cayman Islands. The Cayman Islands was a hot mess. You know, Karen LaDom, and you know, one of my favorite characters, Giselle, they got into it a lot. There was a past cast member who is now a friend of the show, Katie. She came on the trip, child, and her wigs looked a mess. It literally looked like a dog ran through them, the mud. Like, Katie just looked a mess. But I guess what they shared with us was that she was going with some custody issues with her children. So that was kind of wearing on her. And again, Buttgate was going on. And where we last seen Ashley Darby, who is the husband of Michael Darby, who is the center of Buttgate, Ashley and Katie were really like friends, or, you know, broaching a friendship. And some other episodes, Katie kind of was like dogging her to Giselle and Robin. So Giselle, being the messy bee that she is, she ran back and gave that information to Ashley. And so this is kind of like the first time Ashley was seeing her, and kind of Ashley like lit into Katie. And just Katie just was not unstable the trip. And Karen kind of took up for Katie. And then Katie leaves the trip abruptly without telling anyone, which, again, Giselle and Robin were really concerned. And someone who frequently travels overseas, like, yeah, that is concerning. Like, whether or not it's a show or not, if you're going to leave, like, I feel like you can at least let your friends know what's going on. So, it was a lot of drama in that. Cayman Islands, you know, they do excursions, kind of like the Grand Dame, Karen Huger, got into like a nut. Like, her and Ashley have a rocky relationship. In previous seasons, Ashley has been like the messy bee, always kind of like prying into people's relationships. Like, example one, Robin and her husband Juan, they are divorced, but they live together. They have two kids, and they're kind of like rekindling their relationships. And so, like, for season one and two, Ashley was all in Robin's behind, like, you deserve better, girl. I heard Juan got a girlfriend. Like, why are you still, like, you know? And that kind of was like really a cause of contention for those two. But Robin and Ashley have since made up. Also, child, I think like in season three or four, a big storyline was Karen's husband, I forget his name, but anyway, they were going through some tax problems, and it was all over the news that they were like facing tax evasion and all of the stuff, and it could possibly be bankrupt. And Karen kind of like moved out of her home in Potomac and went to like the Great Falls, Maryland. And so Ashley was all in her, the tea then. And so, like, here we come full circle, because now your man is in the center of some like not off the air drama. And what I mean by off the air drama is, like, you know, stuff that happens off the season, like, you know, Michael allegedly on Grindr showing his penis and having a boyfriend. But this drama with Buttgate actually like happened on camera. They got it, people were there. So I basically, and again in season two, I think Karen had told the girls at a gala that she actually was a victim of sexual assault when she was in college. So the fact that Michael is being, or at the time was allegedly being charged of sexual assault, kind of rings home for Karen. So a weird way for Karen to bring it up, after her and Ashley, who've had a rocky relationship, kind of are like bonding a little bit on this trip, cutting up, having a good time. They get back to the hotel and they're like walking in the lobby. And then Karen basically says, like, although the charges were dropped with Michael, I still don't know whether or not he's innocent. And basically, it doesn't mean anything to me. So that kind of sends like her and Karen into this tizzy, and they seem to, while they're on vacation, love to argue in lobbies. So basically that kind of sums up the trip. They go to excursions, they get in fights, they come home. Then the last episode really kind of focuses on, we discover that Ashley Darby is pregnant. Giselle is in the process of moving into her new home. Robin and Juan are in a better place. They get tattoos, renewing their vows. Karen has a fragrance reveal for her La Dame perfume, which I'm really excited to see. And I didn't know whether or not, watching the show, whether or not it would ever happen. But for me personally, like, when I got off of my season of Kagayan, one of the goals that I had set for myself was I wanted a perfume line. And just weird, just, I don't know why, like, I wanted, like, I don't like to smell bad. And I was like, I never want to smell that bad again. And so I was like, I want to create a perfume line. I had created a perfume line in the sense that, like, you know, I had went to a company, you know, did all the little smelling testy things. I even named it. And, like, I had it. But, yeah, you know me, I didn't win the $1 million. So I didn't have the money at the time to produces. So it kind of just like kind of like sat in a hole. So watching Karen in this process of her, like, and it's been a year, and the girls, like Giselle, Robin, Ashley, they all kind of don't believe, because Karen be a little shady a lot of times with some information and some facts. They don't believe whether or not it's actually real. And even at this LaDom reveal, she's kind of even shady. Like, they can only, like, they can't touch it. They got to bring samples around. And then she reveals at the end, like, it will be available in this spring, 2019, in a real a major retailer. We don't know when. We don't know what. And then, what's her name? Because she's not my favorite person. Monique. Monique has her baby. And then, you know, in the end, anybody that watched Bravo, The Housewives, the best part of, like, the last episode is, like, you know, they, like, take a still shot of the photo, and then Bravo watch whites. I can't even talk. Bravo writes some kind of sort of shady updates. So we know Monique had her son. She's excited about that. Giselle is moving into her house. And they reveal that, like, you know, she's dating again, and it's an old flame. Robin this season, who was working on flipping a house, she sells her house. They say that Karen's fragrance, La Dame, is in Bloomingdale's. So I'm excited. So I really actually want to go to Bloomingdale's the next time I get a chance, because I like perfumes. Personally, I don't wear colognes. I wear perfumes just because that's just what I wear. So anybody ever meets me, you know I'm going to smell good. But I like perfumes. Anyway, that's just my little TT. Then we learned that Ashley Darby is pregnant, and, you know, she has a baby. And is that all? I think that's all the people. And Candace is, somebody texting me. Candace is, I don't even know what the update for Candace is. I think she's taking on a lot of her issues this season. Oh, that was her update. So a lot of her issues this season revolved around her mom and her mom issues and her just getting married. And, like, you know, her mom put a down payment on her home with her and split her mortgage with her and her husband. Barb, if you're listening, let's do that on my house, okay? Listen. So, her update was that her and her mother actually are not even speaking at this time, and they only communicate through her husband, Chris. Okay, so that's basically the update. But it got kind of good on the reunion. All the ladies look amazing. I think, in my personal opinion, the person who looks the best happens to be my favorite character, Giselle. She had a little all-white pantsuit. But what are some updates on the reunion? So we find out that Giselle is redating her ex-husband, Jamal Bryant, who owns a mega, who not owns, but is a pastor of a mega church in I don't know where the mega church is. I didn't do my research on Jamal. Sorry. I don't know if it's in Atlanta, but he is a prominent preacher. Like, a lot of people know who he is. So Giselle is dating her husband, the father of her children, which is exciting. And so we really don't really get to touch on a lot. They talk kind of like about Giselle and how her storyline was that she's supposed to be working on herself, but she kind of started to be shady, and her and Karen was going back and forth. But again, like I said in the last podcast, I knew Bravo was going to do this. It's a 3-part reunion episode. Come on, Bravo. Give us like a 90 minute episode and just lay all the drama out. Now we have to wait 2 more weeks. So then they had Candace's mom come out, and allegedly on the show, Candace's mom slaps her in the face with a pocketbook. Ooh. So Candace's mom is a bit much. So they kind of like had them kind of talk that out a little bit. And of course, like, you know, a lot of what is to be talked about is like the husbands and, you know, whether or not Michael Darby's going to come. And then, of course, in the middle of the reunion, and very much so Bravo style, like they show Michael coming in, and then he like kind of like watching the ladies, and then, like, you know, all the dramatic looks of like, Michael's here. So that should be exciting, because, ooh, baby, the previews that they show of, like, the men kind of, like, going at Michael looks really, really, really good. But overall, Potomac was really, 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 really good this season. I can't lie. Like, Potomac is, like, you know, kind of up. Like, it's working its way up to my top maybe 2 episodes. Not episodes, but franchises of The Housewives. So that's y'all Potomac. Potomac, let me wet the whistle a little bit. So, what is becoming my favorite show is Locked Up After Love After Lockup. I mean, I'm just obsessed with this show. Every week it gets better and better, but ooh, girl, let me tell you. this week was a good week. And I told y'all in the beginning I had some juicy tea about this show that I'll tell after I tell my updates. Now, mind you, I couldn't get through all of the updates of last week. But mind you, there are some characters on the show that, like, are not even worth me mentioning. Like, for instance, you can hear my my papers ruffling because, you know, I be taking notes. I try to be organized. And, of course, I start recording. And the bitch ain't never organized. I mean, I am organized, but it's just not. So there's a couple like Lizzie and Daniel that, like, to me, their storyline isn't even worth me mentioning here on the Purple Pants podcast because it's just like, ugh. But who I want to talk about this week are Sherl and Josh. I want to talk about Amber and Vince, and I am hot to try with Amber and Vince. I also want to talk about Angela and Tony, and then I want to touch a little bit on Andrea and LaMondre. So, Sherl and Josh. Y'all remember Sherl and Josh? I was telling y'all about Sherl and Josh. He just got out. He got on ankle monitor. Sherl was mad because he can't stay at a hotel. So, it leaves us where he's basically saying they're going to stay at the mom house. And mind you, his mom name is Tina. Now, ooh, baby, we get some more tea. So, basically, soon after that, you know, Sherl storms off. She's mad. She got attitude. You know, Sherl's just... From this episode, what I'm learning is that Sherl is crazy. But I also learned that Josh is pretty funny. Not per se my cup of tea, but he's actually pretty funny about all of the situations that are going on. So anyway, after Sherl has a meltdown, we don't really get to see what happens, but we see Sherl and Josh pull up to a hotel, and WeTV is shady too because they be like 3 hours out of prison. So he's already dealing with all of this drama 3 hours out of prison. So they're at a restaurant, and I can't forget. I also want to just give a little update on one of my favorite people, Shane, Lacey, and John. But anyway, because y'all know. But anyway, Lacey's really growing on me, too. But anyway, so Sherl and Josh arrive to this diner. And basically, we find out that we're meeting Josh's mom, Tina. So, Tina arrives. And Sherl's like, my dad always taught me that if you don't like a bitch, just smile and ignore her. Well, that's real reasonable coming from a person whose boyfriend just got out of jail. He's going to have to stay at her mom's house. And child, if you want to be in a relationship with this man, you are probably going to have to work things out with his mom. Like, I just don't understand, Sherl. So basically, Tina comes. Josh hugs him. Josh hugs his mom, Tina. Sherl is basically kind of sort of like ignoring her a little bit. And so they're eating and talking. And then we kind of get the tea, baby, on why Sherl does not like Tina. Now, Josh tells us this story. Now, are y'all ready for this? Okay, now this is why Love After Lockup is so good. So I don't know what the reason, because, you know, Sherl met Josh while he was in jail. She's only seen him like through visits in jail. But I guess she was trying to merge her relationship with Tina, Josh's mom. So I guess Sherl has come to Colorado prior to coming now. So I guess whatever the story is, that Sherl was at Tina's house. And get this. Are y'all ready for this? I mean, are you ready for this? Because I didn't see this coming. I was like, ooh, I had to sit up on the bed. Tina accuses Sherl of trying to sleep with her husband. Yes, Josh's stepdad. And basically, Josh tells us the story that Josh's stepdad, Kenny, didn't want beer or wanted beer. And Tina was like, no, he don't need no more beer. And then Sherl went out and got him beer. And Tina felt like that she was doing that for him to get drunk so that they could have sex together. Child. So these are the type of people that we are dealing with here. So anyway, they're at lunch, and like, you know, and Sherl tries to make Tina out like she's just this horrible woman and that she's a mess. But in my opinion, from what I saw of Tina, she seemed to be rational. And Tina was getting Sherl together. Because basically, so Josh was saying like, yeah, I would like Sherl to stay in the room with me. And Tina was like, yeah, that's not going to happen. I don't like the bitch, so she's not staying at my house. Which, understandable. And then Tina is like, well, where are your children? Okay, the question I've been asking, bitch, you trying to start a new life with this man and your three kids are back at home with your daddy. So Tina is like, well, where are your kids? And she's like, they're being taken care of by my parents. And Tina's like, but for how long? And she's like, until me and Josh get set up and get together and we can get back down to Texas. Like, yeah, Cheryl. Cheryl's a mess. Okay. And we're going to leave it at that. Because I don't even have time. But baby, let me wet the whistle before I get into Vince and Amber. Okay. Because I didn't get time to speak about Vince and Amber last week. But Amber is pissing me the hell off. Now, I told y'all Vince is kind of weird. He's like military. They don't really say what he's it. Like, you know. And Amber is in jail because her and her mom was sticking stuff up their cootie cat. They were sticking drugs up and they got busted. So Amber gets out. Vince picks Amber up. He takes her to Puffy, her prison wife's mom's house. Kathy, I think is her name. And, you know, Kathy shares her doubts about Amber and Vince. However, now, Vince has slightly won a special place in my heart because I actually really feel for Vince. Like I said, they are one of the more authentic people, or I shouldn't even say them because I don't like Amber anymore. So, I should actually refer to her as, who did I refer to the Zaddy Calendar drama as? The alleged person, because she really pissed me off. But sorry, hold on. 4321. 4321. Because I don't like, I just want to report the information to y'all. I don't want to put my views on y'all, but I don't like her. So, Vince gets an Airbnb for the week that he is down wherever they at, because I forget where they at this point, for him and Amber. Because, you know, Kathy mom says that she ain't running a whorehouse, so no man can stay over. Okay, whatever. So, Vince gets an Airbnb for them, okay, takes her shopping, spends money on her, tries to make a barbecue. Like, he barbecues for her, even though he's really not that good at barbecue and don't know how to season no chicken. Come on, Vince. He's just getting ready to put some just raw chicken on the grill. And Amber had to let him know. So Amber gets some cool points for knowing how to season chicken. So they're going out to buy clothes. And, like, while she's trying some clothes on, she don't like no girly clothes. Like I said before, because I don't think that she's really into men. But that's not for me to, you know. So anyway, while they're trying on clothes the last episode, Vince is saying, like, hey, I think maybe you should get some workout clothes because, like, while I'm down here, I would love a part of me. I like to work out. So I would like to work out with you. Like, in my mind, I think that's kind of cute. This bitch, she like, I don't really like you telling me, I mean, I want to work out, but I don't want to work out with you. Like, I don't like you telling me what we're going to do. Like, girl, first of all, okay, so I got to take it to 10, y'all. I'm sorry. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7. Because I'm just going to cuss this bitch out. Because first of all, ho, yes, because this is how mad she got me. First of all, ho, you just got out of prison. This man picked your ass up from prison. Your breath probably was stinking. Okay. Took you to your girlfriend mom house. Now, them got an Airbnb for you. Okay, it's taking you out shopping, and he is suggesting that maybe you should get some workout clothes that he's going to buy. Okay, Amber, it's some people out here that ain't been to jail, okay, that can't even get people to text them back consistently or to take them out for ice cream. Sorry, y'all. 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, maybe I'm taking it a little too personal, but no. I mean, she is really cussing him out about this. Like, you know, no, I don't like the way you talking to me. You not gonna tell me what you... Bitch, he just suggested to get some workout clothes. And not for nothing, you and me both currently could probably use the workout, okay? So I digress. I let that go. So whatever. They get back to the house. He got, you know, trying to barbecue, make a nice little dinner for her. And so they have dinner. And if y'all are watching the show, their interactions are so awkward. Like, I mean, it is like cringeworthy to watch. Like, just awkward. So anyway, after that, you know, Vince kind of getting ready for bed. And this would piss me off again. Amber like, I mean, obviously it's an Airbnb, it's a house, it's like three bedrooms. She gonna go sleep in a room by herself. And Vince is kind of like visibly upset. Now, obviously, like Vince, we describe him as like a muscular man, but he's like weird, quirky, and awkward. He's not like pushing himself on her. He's not like pushing to have sex. But what he's pushing for is like intimacy. Like, hello, y'all been talking for the last 2 years. You're allegedly getting married to this man. And like, he's not asking you for sex, but what he's asking for is like intimacy. Like, he wants, like, you know. And she's just like, ugh, she's pissing me off. So on this week's episode, because so she's staying at Puffy Mom's Kathy's house, and you know she's saying she's not running a whole house and that he can't stay over there, but Kathy don't have a bed for Amber to sleep in. So sorry, I'm listening to myself talk. I am really mad. Sorry, am I the only person that like gets, I get like, so anyway, so Kathy don't have a bed for Amber. So guess who volunteers to buy her a bed? Vince. So child, they go buy her a bed. And I took notes. The memory foam bed that Amber wants, the bitch just was got off from sleeping on a cot. Okay? A cot. With one blanket. This heifer want a memory foam bed that's $699, and with the taxes and delivery fees comes to $748. And she just got out of prison yesterday, and I can't get nobody to want to go have or appetizers at Applebee's. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, let me just drink this wine. And you know Vince buy the damn bed, okay? Puts the bed together at Kathy's house. And then now mind you, I think Vince might be staying like 2 weeks, because like when he puts the bed together, he's like, you know, I'm only going to be here for another week. Get ready for this one, y'all. So after he puts the bed together, and then mind you, again, another awkward moment. Like, she, Amber jumps on the bed and is like, yes, a bed. And then so Vince kind of like sits on the bed and gives his phone to Kathy, and he's like, can you take a photo? And they take this weird, ooh, excuse me, burped a little bit. Hold on. Ooh, Chile, excuse me. They take a photo, and just awkward. And so then, like, Kathy's like, I'm getting ready to go to bed. And mind you, it's like, it looks like Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. So then, after Kathy goes away, Amber lets Vince know that she's probably going to stay at Kathy's house tonight. You know what? I'm done. And so, obviously, Vince is upset. Well, what the hell is he here for? Like, he might as well just go back home now, because obviously, like, so the only reason probably you stayed at the Airbnb with him is because you didn't have a bed and you selfish. And then we have the nerve to find out this week that in 2014, when Amber was in jail again, she met another man while she was in prison. How is she meeting all these people in prison? I'm not ugly. I work. I'm cute. I mean, what do I have to? Do I have to get locked up? Anyway, child, she had another prison pal friend that was sending her money, and she got married too, but ultimately got divorced. Vince, if you're listening, leave her, because I'm about to come where y'all at and fight her, okay? Because she playing with you. So that's where we leave off with Amber and Vince, and that just has me so hot. So anyway, let's get back to one of my favorite people, Lacey, you know, the cam girl, and Shane, and y'all know how I feel about Shane. Shane is only warming my heart up. So Shane is just so cute. He's just so nice. And so after, you know, I was telling y'all, she got an adjoining room. They didn't sleep in the same bed, but she was like kind of teasing him a little bit. So they wake up, and she kind of has a confessional about, you know, because she has a fiance named John who's getting out in 2 weeks, and she's like really, really nervous, and she feels like she has to tell Shane. So we didn't really see Lacey and Shane a lot. But basically, all of the things that they show of Shane is that, like, how he's just so happy to have met her. He felt like she was an angel to him. And just Shane looked good. Listen, Shane, if you listening, call me. But anyway, so Lacey goes on a date and she wants her best friend, Miranda, to meet Shane. So basically, like, they're at another diner and they're at a diner. You know, Shane only been out for a day. And, like, they go to sit down and Shane, he don't sit across from Lacey. He sits right next to her. Oh, I've never experienced that on a date either. Love after lockup would be getting me depressed. Okay. So anyway, her best friend Miranda comes because she tells this to Shane. Miranda Smith, all of the men I've dated, and mind you, all of the men who've been incarcerated at one point in time. So basically, Miranda comes in and Miranda don't play. She's essentially grilling Shane. She's asking him questions and Shane's doing a really good job. And she's just like, because if you ever hurt her, I kill you. And I'm not joking. And Shane's like, okay. And so basically Shane goes to the bathroom and Miranda's like, well, when John finds out, what are you going to do? And Lacey's like, I don't know. I just want to be at a public place because I don't trust him. And Miranda's like, yeah, that makes me nervous and scared. So that's really all we get to see of them. But I'm really liking Shane. Now, Andrea and Lamondre, you know, Lamondre, the kingpin that's in jail, Andrea, she got seven sisters. Her mom was not happy with her picking Lamondre. So last episode, we seen her. We got to talk about Angela and Tony. So let me speed up on Andrea and Lamondre because we didn't really see a lot of them. So last week, she goes wedding shopping or wedding dress shopping. Her mom comes. Her mom wasn't invited. But her mom basically comes and is like, if this is what you want, I'm going to support you. Even though her mom is not happy. So this week, we have Andrea getting ready to go drive down to go pick Lamondre up. And she's like, you know, talking about Lamondre said that he was going to buy me a Porsche when he gets out. I can't wait. And I honestly get that Andrea likes Lamondre, but this relationship ain't going to work. But anyway, so she's like, literally, they have her packing. And she gets a call from Lamondre. And he's like, what you doing, baby girl? And she's like, nothing, babe. I'm packing up. I'm getting ready to get on the road. And he's like, I got something to tell you. And basically, he's saying that he's not getting out tomorrow. And she kind of like throws her phone. She has a hissy fit. I would be pissed as well, too. Because what the hell? Basically, he found out last Friday through his lawyer that he wasn't getting out. And now he's just telling her, like, literally 12 hours before she's getting out. So she's pissed. Angela and Tony. You know, Angela and Tony, there's like a 13-year difference. She wants to give him a blowjob in the car. He don't want it. So she drops him off. They go to dinner. She drops him off at the halfway house. He don't know when the next time that he is going to talk to her. Now, last episode, we see that Angela has a friend named Tom. Now, all things considered, Tom don't look that bad. Tom's like her best friend. Tom's concerned about her relationship with Tony. He feels like he's using her. And listen, last episode, Tony proposed to Angela. And she essentially, and this is how you know, she's another crazy one. Because she declines Tom's offer. Now, Tom has a job. He works. And like I said, all things considered, he doesn't look that bad for her. Excuse me. So, this week, Angela brings her sister. I forget her sister's name, but you know, our good, good girlfriend, Brenda, who been in jail and who has scammed people before. So, go wedding shopping. I keep saying wedding shopping. Wedding dress shopping. So, they go wedding dress shopping. And while she's wedding dress shopping, she gets a call from Tony. Who Tony is working at a hotel. He's at the halfway house. They haven't seen each other in a week and a half. And basically Tony essentially tells her that he's on the run. And she's like, what? Because that's how she talks. And he's like, yeah, he got off work and a friend picked him up and they went to go play basketball and he lost track of time. And then the halfway house was calling him, telling him to come back. He was scared to go to jail. So he's been on the run. Child, girl, boo boo, save me. What? So obviously y'all know what that's about. First of all, Tony went to jail for drugs. So Tony probably got a little drug fling at the hotel that he's working at, got caught up with her and just did not want to return. And so obviously that's what Brenda and her sister are telling her. And mind you, Tony won't tell her where she's at because obviously he knows the producers of the show. Like, obviously if the law contacts them, they're going to have to like let them know where he's at. And so the sister is like, dump him, girl. And you know, I'm like, oh, you know, she's finally getting to the realization, like, he's playing her. At the episode leaves off where she's like, I gotta find Tony. Well, girl, listen, you go find Tony, because this will be the last update that I'm giving on you, because you cray cray. These people just want to be, they want to be hurt. But so let me get to the tea, y'all. I can't make this stuff up. So I'm just minding my business, you know, scrolling through my DMs on Instagram, and I get a DM from a listener of the Purple Pants podcast who also happens to be a producer for 90 Day Fiancé. Now, yes, I have gotten all of your Purple Pants picks. Shout out to, y'all know I'm always talking about my little cousin Trey. Shout out to his sister Janae, who sent me a little message and was like, I'm tired of you talking about Trey. Hey, Janae, how my two babies doing? Now, they are my little cousins, but for some reason, they always call me Uncle Bryce. Weird, but I love it. Hey, Janae. So anyway, a casting producer from 90 Day Fiancé, which they are all under the same production company, slid into my DMs and basically was telling me that he listens to the show, he loves it, thank you, and loves my reviews of 90 Day, of Love After Lockup. Okay, listen, a Purple Pants podcast, and I am dead. He basically said to me that if I am serious with Danny, you know who I was telling you about, you know, to let him know and he would forward, you know, he would get me in contact with the right people. You know what? Could y'all imagine me on Love After Lockup with Danny? No, I'm dead. So I was having a conversation with my friend Sarah. Shout out, happy belated birthday by the time this podcast comes out. And I was like telling her about that, and she was like cracking up. Now she knows that like the relationship with Danny and I, and basically it's like it ain't nothing. But I was kind of curious, and I did broach the subject with her, was to like, I don't get these people on Love After Lockup. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand it. So, and again, this is a judgment-free zone on the Purple Pants podcast. So, like, I'm just, like, curious to figure out, like, how do you just get a pen pal that you've never met before and, like, form a relationship? So, as like an experiment, but not really an experiment, because I feel like that's mean, but not really mean. But like, you know, I'm gonna just let y'all know. And I felt like I was like, I don't feel like I should put this on a Purple Pants podcast. But again, Sarah was like, well, you should just be honest. So I'll be honest and just say that the show, like, you know, it's interesting to me. So I have been first of all, I'm not looking to get married. I'm not looking for none of that. I'm just looking to, hey, just, you know, have a new friend. That's it. So, you know, just looking on them little websites that they got of like these people that you can like write or email. So I will keep you updated on that. But the update of the update is that I did this like a week and a half ago. See, I'm sharing too much tea. And I actually like have a new pen pal now. Just a pen pal. I'm not giving no names. I'm just saying little pen pal. And that's it. And I've been like, you know, just hey, just like, you know, that's it. And so I'll give y'all some more updates on that. But I think that's funny that a producer of the show was in my DMs basically saying like slide shit information. But listen, I wouldn't mind being on the show. But here's the thing, though. I ain't going to be on the show talking about I'm trying to get married. Like, I would be on the show as like, hey, I wrote a pen pal and I am a friend. And like, you know, that's it. Like, you know, it could potentially go somewhere. But so, yeah, I do send emails with this person and we have had a phone conversation. Don't listen, because I feel like some listeners is judging me right now. So you should not be judging me. Okay, because this is a judgment-free zone. Just wanted to share that information with y'all. I'll give y'all more information as the friendship progresses. But I'm just curious. Like, I'm just like, I don't get how, like, it's somebody that you've never met before. So we a couple of emails in, and, you know, we had a phone conversation. And it went better than I thought, because I just thought it would be kind of weird. But, okay, that's all. That's all the tea. You should be happy, Sarah. I was honest and shared it. Where we at? I'm looking at the last week's join. Where's my little things at? So, what else? What's next on the menu? Married to Medicine. So, I love Married to Medicine. It's going in its seventh season on Bravo. It's basically a show. And for time constraints, I basically will just kind of give you a rundown of the characters. And on a later podcast, we will kind of go into this episode a little bit, because we're already two episodes in, but we're seven seasons in. So it is a series that follows doctors and their significant others. So it's great. All African-American cast. You know, I love my black ladies. So it is a great show. And they actually just expanded it to, like, Married to Medicine. I think it's Hollywood or Beverly Hills or something. I haven't had time to watch that. But, so, I'll just get into some of the cast members. And so, we'll start with Mariah, who is my favorite cast member. She's actually, like, the originator of the show, or kind of brought the show kind of centered around her. Mariah is a housewife. Aiden is an ER doctor. Mariah has two kids. And I forget, Aiden is, I want to say, like, Bangladeshian. I think I'm saying that wrong. Don't judge me. Y'all know I mess up words a lot. And so, yeah, Mariah is very colorful. She likes to be the queen bee, the center of conversation. So Mariah was on, like, the first couple of seasons, and she had a best friend at the time named Quad. Quad is married to Dr. G. Dr. G is a therapist. And there, Mariah and Quad's friendship for, like, the first two or three seasons was amazing. Yes! Yeah! All of that. They had a falling out. When they had a falling out, a lot of the other women on the show kind of sided with Quad, and so they kind of, like, isolated Mariah. So Mariah like took a break a couple of seasons, and then kind of, I would say, maybe season 5 came back. They did her like a friend of the show, and then last season she came back as, like, a full cast member, and then this season she's back as a full cast member. And so I really love Mariah. There's Dr. Jackie. She's a OBGYN, and she's the more level-headed one. She's married to Curtis, who, like, played in the NBA. Like, I like Dr. Jackie, but I just don't like her on the show, because she is the level-headed one. She's the reasonable one. But she also is, like, shady at times and, like, you know, tries to, like, roll it over the shoulder. But Dr. Jackie's main drama, like, a couple of seasons, is that, like, Curtis, chill. They weren't happy for a while. They weren't, like, sleeping in the same room. They were, like, slightly separated. And, you know, Dr. Curtis, like, was, like, seeing other women, and it was on the shade room, and it kind of came back. And so it was, like, embarrassed Dr. Jackie. So she had to go through this whole, like, separation process and them getting back together. So that's Dr. Jackie. Then there's Dr. Heavenly, who I think is great for the show. But personally, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of Dr. Heavenly. She's a dentist, and her husband, I forget her husband's name, but she refers to him as Big Daddy or Daddy. She refers to him as Daddy. He is I want to say he's like an ER medicine and maybe a surgeon. But Dr. Heavenly, she's one of the women that, you know how I was telling y'all in our previous podcast what I love about the evolution of the shows, like these Bravo shows or just a reality show in general, is that, like, from the first season that they're on into the current season, like, the glow up, how, like, you know, Dr. Heavenly is one of the ones that, like, needed the most glow up because she was a mess. She was more country, and she was one of the ones that, like, you know, I'm supposed to be in the kitchen cooking for my husband, like, one of those type of girls. But don't get me wrong, Dr. Heavenly is funny and can cuss you out, and a lot of the times her and Mariah are, like, arch enemies because Dr. Heavenly is really close with Quad now. But I just she's great for the show, don't get me wrong, like, I you know, I love her, but I don't really love her. So that's Dr. Heavenly and Big Daddy. Then, as one of my favorite people is Dr. Simone. She's an OBGYN as well. And then her husband, Cecil. Cecil was in the tech companies, but then kind of, like, lost his job. And then a major issue with Simone and Cecil was that Cecil took some of their like savings that they had in a joint account and invested in this like tech company that Cheryl did not do well. And then they started having marital problems. Now, Dr. Cecil and Simone, you know how on these Bravo shows, they always do like a, they do a like vacation. So Cecil and Simone always hosted the couples retreat. And they always did like couple built. Yeah, they started going through marital problems due to money. And they were actually going to literally get a divorce. And on one reunion, Simone had announced like, listen, we getting a divorce. And they all came together and was like, y'all really should try to give it one more shot, like on the reunion. And they had been working on their marriage since, and they're in a better place now. So that's Simone. And mind you, Simone, she will get loud and in your face. And I really like Simone. Then there's also Toya and Eugene. I really, 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 really like Toya. She reminds me of my best friend, Dara. Toya is a housewife. She's got two kids. Eugene is an ER doctor. Now, Toya and Eugene. Now, Toya is another loud mouth one. Now, Toya and Mariah actually got into a physical altercation on like season two at a pool party. And child, Mariah's mom, I forget her mom's name, but Mariah's mom came over there and hit Toya in the head with a pocketbook. Miss Lucy. But Mariah and Toya have since made up and are friends again. But so Toya and Eugene's issue, or not issue, or a main theme throughout these seasons is their money management. Toya was one of the ones that, like, you know, like a Teresa Giudice on, you know, Housewives of New Jersey, except Toya and them, well, actually, I was going to say, yeah, Toya and them did have tax problems, but not to the extent of Joe and Teresa. But basically, they were living above their means. They were throwing these lavish parties. They were renting a big house in Atlanta, and basically, they owe like $132,000 in back taxes. So, the last couple of episodes, they've been on budgets, trying to get their money right, saving up. And now they're finally at a point where they are like building their dream home that comes with like some difficulties. So that is Toya and Eugene. I really, really like Toya. Toya is just, I just feel like Toya, like I just feel like watching the show, I could really, 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 really be friends with Toya. And I just love Mariah. Then there's Quad that I was telling you about. They used to be friends with Mariah. Now Quad, how I would elate Quad and Mariah's friendship. If anybody watches Housewives of New Jersey, Mariah would be a Jill Zarin and a Quad would be Bethany. It's like literally the perfect example of their friendship. Quad, like Mariah was like the, you know, lavish friend, kind of brought Quad into the fold. Quad met her husband, Dr. Eugene. Is it Dr. Eugene? Not Dr. Eugene, Dr. G, who's a therapist. And they essentially had a great relationship. Quad and Mariah had a falling out, was very, very nasty, divided the cast. Quad is, I like Quad and Mariah together. Apart, I would side with Mariah. Quad, like, seems to have a lot of different personalities. You know, she changes the way she talks. She's just very, like, she's this and she's that. And, like, you know. But, you know, I give it to Quad. Like, you know, she brings it time. But it just seems like a lot of performance from Quad. So, her and Dr. G more recently have gone through some issues in their marriage of infidelity. Dr. G met some girls in Atlanta, brought them back to the hotel. Child, they were going to the tabloids. So, it was a nasty, 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 nasty kind of breakup. She's currently going through a divorce. But Quad is kind of like on the rebound. You know, we love people on the rebound. She is on a show called The Sister Circle, and like basically she's just like, you know, getting her life back, and like, you know, she's feeling herself. And all of the girls seem to be at one point in time were like friends with Mariah, for friends with Quad, and they really, and she kind of fed off of that because she kind of turned them against Mariah. So, but Quad is over the top dramatic, like it's just too much. You would think I would like Quad, but I don't. And then there is Dr. Contessa, who probably is my least favorite cast member, only because I just feel like first season, I'm like, why are they bringing her back? She has a husband. I forget her husband's name because that's how irrelevant to her she is, to them she is. She and her husband both are ER doctors. And Contessa Like, I don't even know, like, what I would say their main plight is. Last season, Contessa had a vasectomy. Breast cancer ran in her family. She had a vasectomy. So that was actually, like, you know, emotional to watch. And y'all know me, I get emotional with the shows. But she didn't necessarily have breast cancer, but the likelihood of her having it, that she just wanted to get a vasectomy to, like, rule out the chances. You know, her dad was, like, an alcoholic. She, like, went to find him, but she didn't have the best relationship with him, but is sick. So she kind of, like, tries to take care of him. Now, this season, all of, like, and then last season, she wanted to, like, quit ER medicine and just be a stay-at-home mom. Now, this season, she wants to practice public health, but she needs to go back to school. So she goes to school in Tennessee, and now is like commuting back and forth to Atlanta. And her husband now has become Mr. Mom, and that's kind of showing some contention for them. So that's all of the ladies of Married to Medicine. It is a really, really good show. If you like Housewives of Atlanta, I feel like sometimes Married to Medicine, these last three seasons have been delivering a little bit more than Housewives of Atlanta. So, a great show. For time purposes, I'm not going to get into everything. That will be our next episode. But I'm just, you know, letting y'all know what's popping. Moving right along. Taco Tuesday. So I don't know if anyone knows who LeBron James is. You know, arguably one of the best athletes of our time. You know, people compare him to Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan. You know, he's got a beautiful wife, Savannah. He's even got a son named Bryce. LeBron is great. He opened up in a school. So doing really great. But every Tuesday, I don't know if anybody y'all follow him. Him and his family, they do Taco Tuesday. And people love it across the internet. Now, last week, I was reading that he had filed for the official trademark of Taco Tuesday. And everyone was like, oh, like, that's so exciting. But, I mean, so I was a little confused because I'm like, wait a minute, baby. He just started doing Taco Tuesday like 6 months ago. Taco Tuesday been around for forever. Like, and so a lot of people were like, had questions, like issues with the fact that, like, all of a sudden he wants to come in and trademark Taco Tuesday that's been around. I was in college and it was Taco Tuesday. So I'm confused. And even a company named a taco place in Texas named Taco Tuesday even was like, you know, had some issues with it. But I guess last week, I think it's the USPTO, which is like the trademark office, actually denied his request, as they should. Come on, LeBron. Like, I understand you're trying to make money and you're trying to market, but, like, did you really think that you were being original with talk? I mean, the way you say it is funny, but, like, baby boy, like, what? Like, what? I mean, like, I didn't understand that. And I'm glad that they did not approve it. Don't get me wrong. I like LeBron James. You know, I like Bron. But, like, I was just confused by that because I didn't understand what he was doing. Because it's just like, did you really think? Like, and then I was so surprised that nobody has ever trademarked Taco Tuesday. The fact that it was even, like, available for him to try to trademark. Ciao. But that's Taco Tuesday. Not really much about that. But I questioned it a little bit. And you know what I got on the next on the agenda is vaping. How many of you guys are using these e-cigarettes for vaping and all of that stuff? Now, I will be honest here on the Purple Pants podcast. I do vape, but I do not vape for, like, the e-cigarette, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I do little, like, you know, little vape here and there. Like, you know, but yeah, I don't do it for, like, the e-cigarette and all of that stuff. I do it for, you know, medicinal purposes every now and then, you know. You know what I'm saying? But it's been a lot going on with these vapes. And where do we go? Let me see where I have some information for us. So, six people have reportedly died from a lung disease linked to vaping. And the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention, you know, the CDC, reported that 380 confirmed and probable causes have been identified across the 36 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands. More than 450 possible cases have been investigated. The exact cause of the disease is unclear. Some reports blame illegally modifying cannabis vapes, but health officials have ruled out a threat from the illegal legal nicotine and e-cigarettes. Or wait, I might be reading it wrong. But health officials haven't ruled out a threat from the legal nicotine e-cigarettes either. The CDC and the American Medical Association have urged people to refrain from vaping. Whoo, child. Now, the CDC and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, state and local health departments, and other clinical and public health partners are investigating a multi-outbreak of lung disease associated with the e-cigarette products. And, you know, this current administration, because that's all I'm going to give it, the current administration, has basically talked about possibly banning the e-cigarettes. Now, and I believe allegedly like six people have died. And no, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, this is definitely something concerning. But I was like having a conversation with friends about it, because one of my friends was like, well, you be vaping sometimes. I'm like, well, listen, I don't vape every day. I vape every once in a blue moon. If I have a stressful day, I might come home and take two or three puffs of a vape. That's not an e-cigarette. Catch my drift. Wink, wink. But yeah, no, that definitely is concerning. But my counter argument to my friend was, well, number one, I definitely think it's those people that you see that have like those huge vapes and like produce those 1,000 amounts of smoke that like y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all seen that before. To me, those are the ones of concern. But obviously, anybody that's vaping is a concern. But what I was telling my friend, not to make an excuse, how many people die of nicotine and cancer from cigarettes? How many people are dying of the opioid addiction? Like, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, it is a very concerning topic. But I'm just saying, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, we got other things to whatever. But no, it definitely has me concerned, and I definitely have not used my vape since. I don't use my vape like that at all. And anyone that does use it, I would urge you to be careful. But what I think is interesting is, like, when the report came out that six people have died, I swear for Jesus, I didn't see more people vaping. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you ever have somebody, like, you know, you buy a car and you be like, oh, I ain't never seen nobody with this color car before. And you buy a car, all of a sudden, every day you see somebody with that same color car. Like, I just, since like vaping has been more of a hot topic, I've been seeing nothing but people vape. And not like the vape that I do, but like the vapes, like the tobacco vapes that like blow out them huge amount of smoke. I'm like, first of all that amount of smoke in your lungs cannot be good. So I'll report back to you guys if I get more information, but I just wanted to put that on the menu today. Let everybody, you know, just listen. And I'm being honest. I don't have an e-cigarette, but I got a little vape and I got a little special cartridge that's not tobacco. So be careful, guys. Oof, yeah. The next one we got is Felicity Hoffman. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard of Felicity Hoffman and what's been going on with that. She was a part of the college scam. Mm-hmm. I call it the privilege scam, but you know what I'm saying. But she was accused of or caught up in a scam that essentially she spent like $15,000 to have her daughter's SAT scored boosted. And she was one of the first 30 parents charged in the scam and to be sentenced. So Felicity pled guilty to the conspiracy to commit mail fraud and some other mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. I don't know what the difference is. But so she pled guilty. Now, y'all know Aunt Becky from Full House. We'll get into her. So Felicity pled guilty. And a couple of days ago was, child, get into this. She got a privilege sentence. She got a sentence of 14 days. Now, obviously, she copped a plea deal and, you know, pled guilty, which, you know, she's a convicted felon at this point. But yeah, so she's going to be sentenced this upcoming week. Now, Aunt Becky, she's been the topic of news lately because Aunt Becky did not cop a plea deal. And I am... know that she probably is shaking in her boots that Felicity pled not guilty and still has to do jail time, essentially 2 weeks. But yet you had people that's in jail doing 20 years on a marijuana charge. I'ma just let that sink in for y'all. Okay? But listen, this isn't a criminal reform podcast. But I just want to just tell you that, you know, this privilege out here sometimes, and sometimes people don't be knowing what you be meaning by privilege and like this, and that's a whole nother podcast. But I just want to say that, like, just want you guys to look at some of these disparities that come out, and these sentences that, like, certain people get, and, you know, other nonviolent offenders, you know, with a little bit of possession with a marijuana or something, get these harsh sentences. But again, it's not what this podcast is here for today. There will be a time and a place for it, believe. So, you know, Aunt Becky from Full House, she got to be shaking in her boots because her sentence is coming up and she didn't plead guilty. And, you know, sometimes in cases like this, they try to make examples out of these celebrities, and especially like somebody like Aunt Becky, who's almost been like profiting off of this like news press a little bit. And then there was like allegedly, or not even allegedly, like a works of, you know, ever since she's been off of like Full House, she's really done like a lot of Lifetime movies and stuff. And child, allegedly there's like a Lifetime movie in the works, and bitch, they allegedly trying to cast her. Child, can't make this stuff up, baby. Keep you posted on when Aunt Becky gets sentenced. And then also Felicity's lawyer was trying to get her to do her 14 days either at home or a low, like minimum security facility. So we'll see. I for sure kind of hopes that she actually has to go in for those 14 days. And not serve your time at home. But so, all right, that was the menu for this week. Sorry, I got a little carried away with Love After Lockup because y'all know I get so emotional about that. But excuse me. Well, all right, on to one of my favorite things here at the Purple Pants Podcast is the Purple Pants Picks. So we got some good ones this week. So let's just get right into it. And you know, I get this from my Instagram. You know, I post it on my Instagram. Give me your topics. So I have a topic from M. Hill Mon. It says, what's your secret to being so positive and energetic? Listening to you makes me smile. Oh, I appreciate that. I don't really have a secret. I just am one of those people that likes to look at life half full and not half empty. Now, don't get it wrong. I absolutely have my days where I am not the best person, or not the best person, but not in the best moods. And, you know, but I always try to be open and honest about that. I always try to tell my friends, listen, it ain't a good day, or, you know, and, you know, but I always feel like I allow myself to go through the motions. Sometimes I feel like people don't allow, like, you know, go through the motions. I feel like it can be healthy for you. And, you know, I try to allow myself to go through the motions, but why spend time on being mad and upset when our days on this earth here are numbered? Like, you know, no one is promised tomorrow. So I always feel like, well, listen, what I can do, or my part, is I can try to be as upbeat and positive as I possibly can. And I just try to look at the positive instead of the negative. And sometimes, like, you don't even realize that you're doing it. Sometimes you don't even realize, like, you know what, I am not being that positive. Like, you know what I mean? So sometimes it's just like, you know, it's a choice. I definitely say it's a choice. And, like, you know, you have to make the choice. A lot of people, like Jacob and Wally Dog, put 90 Day Fiance. Listen, I hear y'all, but the only thing about, so I got to do some more research on 90 Day Fiance. I've seen a couple episodes because I've like seen, like people have told me to watch it before, but I just feel like we're in the middle of a season. And so then it requires me to like go back and watch. But no, I'm definitely on it. I see what y'all saying. I'm on it. Best believe I got it. Someone wrote two words, coffee club. Ooh, Chile. I know there hasn't really been a lot of like coffee club updates because y'all know the coffee club dismantled. And I do a lot of my time of work at home. So it's like the coffee club is the coffee club that I buy. So it's not really a lot of coffee club updates. But shout out to International Delight. You know, I love y'all. And you know, they always send me my mugs and my like, you know, expired coupons. And I love them. So, hey, International Delight, you know, what's popping? I got another good one from Paul Lauren. What's the most embarrassing thing that has happened to you and love the show, by the way? Oh, thanks, boo. So I had to think about this for a while. So I had like two embarrassing moments of my life, but I think one by far is way more embarrassing. So, again, open and honest, when I was younger, my older brother actually was, you know, into some things and actually had to go away to prison for almost 11 years. And I was like maybe in seventh grade when he went away. And so, and again, that could also be like my interest in love after lockup is that, like, you know, I used to write my brother like once a week. My mom and I would probably go visit him like once every 2 months. And back in that time, it wasn't like the iPhones and the smartphone. Child, we was on MapQuest. And I'm from the state of Pennsylvania, and he like was in upstate Pennsylvania, and it probably was like a good 4.5 hour drive one way for us to drive up to see him for like 45 minutes to an hour and then drive 4 hours back. But, you know, Barb loved her children. So, you know, me and my, and I was like my mom's ride or die. So we would go up to visit him often. So, you know, I was like, you know, ninth grade, eighth grade, I always liked to go because it was just like time with me and my mom. And, you know, me and my mom loved to listen to music. We would stop at the road stops, you know, get little Roy Rogers chicken. So this would have to be my most embarrassing story. So we're going up to see my brother. All is fine. And actually, I think my mom's friend, Mr. Ronald, I used to love Mr. Ronald. Mr. Ronald has since passed. So RIP Mr. Ronald. That was like one of my mom's best friends. I love Mr. Ronald. We used to do everything. But anyway, so I think Mr. Ronald was with us. So I was like in the back seat. You know, it was fun ride up. So we stopped, we got food. I don't know. So we go to see my brother. We gotta go through this process, like, you know, essentially, like, I don't know, just the process to get into the prison. And so, like, my brother comes out, and mind you, like, soon as we get into prison, I just start not feeling good. I don't know, like, you know, just don't feel good. And so my brother comes out, and, like, you know, my mom's excited to see him, Mr. Ronald. And my brother's like, hey, Bryce. I'm like, hi. And he's like, what's wrong? Because normally I'm, like, excited to see my brother. I got, like, so many questions. Like, you know, I just started not to feel well. So, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, my stomach started to, like, rumble. And so, mind you, we're, like, in, I don't even know the size of this room. It's really not, it's a long room. And so, like, to the left of the room is, like, where some of the inmates are that, like, their visit is over and they're waiting to go back. And so they will, like, bring them back in, like, large groups. So, like, they don't have to go one by one. And on the other side, it's, like, where the families are. And it's not really, like, tables. It's more, like, rows, like, maybe three rows of, like, chairs. And so we're, like, sitting at a row, and then there's, like, you know, a guard at the table in the front and a guard at the table in the back. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just, I like, you know, just not feeling well. As soon as, like, we, like, started having to go through the process of, like, getting in the prison, I just was not feeling well. And so I'm like, you know what, let me go to the bathroom. So I, like, go to get the key from the guard to go to the bathroom, and I get the key, And so the bathroom is also over where, like, the inmates that are now ready to go back, like, essentially, like, to, like, the unit to where they're at. So that's where the bathroom is. So let me tell y'all this. Talk about embarrassing. I'm, like, walking to go to the bathroom because, you know, my stomach. All of a sudden, I just am like, ooh, ooh. So I'm, like, trying to run to the bathroom. I do not make it to the bathroom. I just start throwing up and going to the bathroom on myself. In front of all of these inmates, let alone, I said, throwing up and going to the bathroom on myself. And, like, as I am, like, throwing up and going to the bathroom, like, the inmates that are, like, essentially in front of me are, like, I don't know. I forget the name of where he was at. But for the purpose of the story, we'll say it's Green Tree. That's where, like, the prison was at. They're like, that's Green Tree cheese. That's Green Tree cheese. Oh. So then, like, I get into the bathroom and I'm, like, throwing up some more. And, like, I'm like, oh, my God, I just went to the bathroom on myself. Like, have y'all ever, like, you know, threw up and, like, just lost all control of, like, your bodily? Like, anyway. So, yes, that happened to me. And so I'm in the bathroom. I'm like, I don't know what to do because, like, I'm like a mess at this point. So I, like, throw my underwear out, try to, like, rinse off my little shorts. And, like, so I come out of the bathroom and there is now, like, guards sifting through my throw up and other things on the ground. So I just kindly, like, you know, do walk past them and, like, hand my key back to the guard. And my mom is like, "Why? Where were you for?" I'm like, my Barb is like, "Well, where were you, girl? You didn't see that big commotion over there." So basically, I tell them what happened, and they're like, "Oh my God, are you okay?" So obviously, like, we kind of cut the visit short, and then we leave, and then, like, it's like this long car ride home, and then, like, I get sick again on the car ride home. It was just a mess. So that's probably, like, my most embarrassing story to date. You asked, I tell. From Shank Me asks, is Rihanna pregnant and when is the album dropping? That is important. So I saw that kind of, like, trending on Twitter the other day. But, you know, during Fashion Week, Rihanna always does the Diamond Ball, which a lot of, like, the celebrities come out to. And I was, like, you know, watching it. She performed with Pharrell. Meek Mill was there. A lot of people were there. And so they was asking whether or not she was pregnant. Her people have shut it down. They said Rihanna's not pregnant. You know she is dating that billionaire boyfriend. So listen, child, if you was to be pregnant, girl, I think he would be the one. And if you don't know, Rihanna has not released new music in such a long time. And you know, Rihanna affectionately calls her fans the Navy. You know, child, we still ain't figured out what the Purple Pants podcast people are. But the Navy wants the album. Her last album that she dropped was Antsy. That came out in 2016. And the fans be asking so much to the point that Rihanna's fans, she's like hiding from them. The fans have affectionately called the album R9 because this would be Rihanna's ninth album. I did read that she probably is taking it to the dance hall. It's going to be a Caribbean feel. But sometime last week, she did announce during, not the Diamond Ball, but during Fashion Week, that the new album would come out in 2019. And so, you know, we are towards the last leg of 2019. So it's got to be soon, boo. It's got to be soon. Now, I'm not a part of the Navy, but I do like Rihanna's music, and, you know, I'm a Riri fan. So that's it for the Purple Pants picks this week. Now we is moving right along to Advice with Bryce. Now I got some really great submissions this week for Advice with Bryce, and I'm probably going to start to try to do maybe one or two Advice with Bryce, but I got to get my time down because, like, you know, my podcast be long, but sorry, I be wanting to talk. I be apologizing. I'm sorry, but I'm sorry, not sorry though. Cause y'all be listening too. Cause y'all be telling me stuff that be happening at the end. I'm like, oh, y'all really listening. But I really got a good, Advice with Bryce this week. This comes from Suzanne on Facebook. She goes, "Hi, Bryce. I need some advice. I am in my final year of my MSW program. My internship is at a hospital clinic working with children and adolescents who I'm assuming she means who are transgendered. Yesterday was my first day in clinic and I met with a client who is really, really anxious and also became angry at different points during the visit. When I was in the room with him, I felt totally calm and I think I was able to meet where he was at and hear him out. When the visit was over, I felt I had absorbed all of his anxiety. I wonder if this has ever happened to you and if you have any tips about what I could do in between visits with clients when something like this happens." Well, Suzanne, luckily for you, I actually have experienced this a lot. I can recall one of when I was new at one of my agencies and I was actually in the adolescent unit and we worked with the ungovernable unit essentially. And one of my clients, I had got passed on from another caseworker because like I said before, in this field, the turnover rate is high. So I had just started a new job. I just got out of the training phase and I had got a caseload and then somebody in my unit had quit and they had to divide their caseload up. So I got one of his worst case. And at the time, the client that I was meeting was they were hospitalized. So they were having a meet. I got the case on a Monday. He was having a meeting, a team meeting on a Tuesday. So I didn't even have I had to go to the meeting. Child, in this meeting, this client was throwing chairs, yelling. It was a lot. So I definitely know what you mean, Suzanne. So some tips that I always tell people or tell myself is that this job is heavy. You take on, unbeknown or unbeknownst to you, we take on, especially I feel like if you are truly in this job for the right reason, obviously you care. So it's kind of hard for you to not take on these issues, but one of my questions, anyway, I won't even get into that. But the tip that I can give you is that you have to remember to shut things off. And what I mean by shut things off are that you have to remember that after you leave this job, you're not working no more. Okay. There has to be a clear separation from work and home life, because if you don't make that separation now, it will eat you up. Also, you need a great support system. I'm not sure if you have a significant other, you got a friend. Respectfully though, following, in the state of Pennsylvania, the HIPAA laws, without giving and divulging your client's personal information, being able to vent. You need a friend, somebody, whether or not you journal. A lot of the time for me, because I've seen a lot of things that stress me out. And sometimes I'll find myself being depressed and I'm like, why are you depressed? You have such a great to be ups, such great things to be happy for. And I'm like, why am I so? And I realized the client that I was dealing with last week. So a lot of the times for me, when I run, that is the time that I can kind of almost have a conversation with myself, and I can almost kind of release that energy so that I am not carrying it around, because I know exactly what you mean when you feel like you literally take their problems on. And again, that's also why I feel the turnover rate in this field is so high. So you absolutely have to be able to turn off work things when you get home and focus on your life and focus on you. You also have to have a place that you can vent. You got to get that. You have to release that energy from you, because if you don't, it will stay in you and eat you alive. So you got to be able to whatever you find, if it's a friend, if it's a confidant, are you journal, but there has to be that time. And like I said, for me, it's running, just to be able to release it. And also, I just feel for me, I know that a lot of the times what would make me feel good is that, like, the fact that I know I'm making this connection with this youth. I know that, like, you know, we are building this bond, that, like, they're feeling comfortable, and that, you know, each time, like, for instance, that the young man that I was telling you about, that, like, my first meeting, like, in a meeting, like, he's going off and he's throwing chairs. However, I stayed in that meeting. I, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, if the chair hit me, what am I going to do? I stayed in that meeting. I didn't show any emotion. I was calm. And, you know, 2 days later, I went back to meet him, like, for myself, just because I felt like, you know, and again, I was myself. I allowed him to, like, you know, tell me what was going on. And, like, you know, I forged a relationship with him, and I was able to kind of, like, you know, hear him out, and to be able to kind of, like, offer my advice, and, like, you know, to offer what I, how I would handle those situations. And, like, you know, from that point on, we were able to kind of, like, make a relationship. And, like, you know, although his decisions from that point on maybe weren't the best, but I know that at least I could say that, you know, he had sound advice from me, and he had, like, you know. And so that's another thing that you also have to remember, Suzanne, is that, like, you can have the best intentions for these people. You can want the best, but ultimately they are going to choose the decision for themselves. Like, we can't choose it for them. And that was something that was, like, even kind of more harder for me than, like, me absorbing their emotions. What was harder for me was that, like, I spent so much time with this family, I spent so much time with this client, and we talked about this, and they still continue to make the, like, you know, that was more harder for me. And I'm not sure if you experienced that yet, but sometimes it's like you'll get a client and they will yes you to the world, and you think that you are making such a difference, and then a week later you find out and they went back and did the same thing. That, like, so that to me was something that I realized that I had to, like, I can't control everything. But what the one thing that I can control is what I give to them. And I can be that consistent person in their life, or however long that I'm on the case, or however long that is in, that will continue to hold them accountable. But I, like, you know, and obviously, like, in my field, like, you know, we have to keep children safety. Like, we have to keep children safe. So there is a line of, like, how if there's information that comes about that, like, then we would have to move and remove the children. However, there are times that, like, you know, little things that, like, you can, they'll tell you, and it's like, girl, like, what are you doing? Like, you know, you need to do this. Like, you know, she needs to get to the doctor. You know, they need to get to school on time. And you can be that consistent voice in their life, that is always telling them, like, what they can do. And, you know, you being that consistent voice, that one day they might wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to try it. But, you know, maybe 30 more times they're going to not do what you say. But you can't take that personal. And that, to me, that was something that I've had to, a skill that I had to learn, because I take everything personal. So I hope that that helps, Suzanne. And I hope that you realize that you got to take care of yourself. You know, you got to let loose sometimes. You got to, like, go out with your girlfriends. You got to pamper yourself. You got to really, because this field will wear you down and wear you thin and spit you up and chew you out and not think twice about it. So you got to, in order for you to affect change, you have to be healthy and well yourself. So I hope that helps, boo. Well, all right. Well, that kind of brings us to the close of this week's episode of the Purple Pants Podcast. I felt like it went so quick, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my God, an hour and 30 minutes. So I do just want to make a quick announcement that the Purple Pants Podcast will go on a brief hiatus for possibly a week and a half. You guys know I am traveling to South Africa, so I will be out of the loop. I'm going to be out of the know, so I'm not going to be here. So I won't be here to record. So we'll go on a brief hiatus, and then I'll be right back like you never left. So, and after this episode, I probably should go pack my clothes for South Africa, because I ain't ready. Somebody will come over here and help me pack, because I don't know what to wear. Oh, then I'm going to be sleeping outside for 5 days. And listen, I better make the merch, okay? They vote me out. I'm on the first thing smoking back. It's like, no. But anyway, but yeah, so I will be going for, I will try to keep it under, because I'm going for 2 weeks. So more than likely, I'll be going for 2 weeks. But the first thing on my agenda is to get back to the Purple Pants podcast and let y'all know about my experience. Thank you so much for listening and your support. I appreciate it. You already know it's the Purple Pants podcast. Okay.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.